The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. Hello from IMC in Redwood City. Happy to think of these greetings going out in so many different directions around the world, and to have your attention from so many different places all the way around. So thank you for being part of this. And I sit here in this large room at IMC that's kind of peaceful, calm, still. I hear some traffic outside. And so regardless of how I think about you around the world, and regardless of how I think about or aware of the drama of the world, the challenges and storms of the world, I know it from this place here in this room that's calm and peaceful and quiet. So if you take a light, a lamp bulb, and put it inside a box, small box, and turn the light on, the light shines, and the light bulb shines just as it does. If you expand the walls of the box, make it a bigger box, it doesn't affect the light. The light is just peacefully just shining. If you expand it bigger and bigger and make it as big as this room here, the light just shines. The light shines quietly without defining itself by how far it lights goes. It doesn't define itself by what the light lands on. There could be a lot of drama in the room, or there could be a lot of stillness. The light just shines. And so the light of our awareness, the light of attention, it's possible that it can just shine on everything without defining itself by what it's shining on. And that place of awareness then can become the large, quiet, peaceful room for us. Or to say it differently, it can be a still, like a stillness or the calm in the middle of the storm. And the storms around could be the storms that exist in our thinking. It could be the storms of our emotions. It could be the storms, the agitation, the energies of our body. And it's possible to know it with a light that's turned on that is not defined by any of it. It knows it, but is not defined by it. So as we meditate, that's one of the possibilities here, is to discover a still, quiet place that maybe is small, maybe is as big as a large room or as big as the universe, that's kind of like the calm in the middle of the storm, where we turn on our light and we sit here aware of what is. And it's a very different way of relating to thinking, very different relating to emotions than usual. If we we define ourselves by it, get involved with it, participate in it, think more about them, react to them. But the still, quiet place, letting all things be, but not defined by them. So in this meditation, perhaps that can be your little mantra. Not defined. So whatever you're aware of, whatever is happening for you that you can know, you can add or imagine you're adding, no definition. Not defining yourself by it. So sitting upright in the meditation posture and gently closing your eyes. And without much to do, more to do, sit quietly and be aware of what your experience is like. Before relaxing or breathing deeply, just be aware. Be aware from the inside out, your body. Be aware of the emotions. Be aware of your thinking. And be aware that the awareness of it all is like the light that's turned on that does not need to be defined by what it knows. And what it knows will change and shift. But maybe the knowing can be a calm, peaceful place, the calm in the storm. So if it's possible for you, see if you can drop inside as deep as a place you know where there might be some quiet and stillness. And allow breathing, the experience of breathing, to make itself known to that still, quiet place of awareness. Awareness doesn't go out, but experiences comes to awareness, comes into that quiet place.
Being aware, mindful, knowing what's happening. Like turning on the light so there's brightness and clarity about what is. But not defined by what is. An awareness which is not defined by the body. A knowing not defined by your emotions. A knowing not defined by what you think. A knowing which doesn't define itself either. It just is. That still, quiet place in the middle of the storm denies nothing. Doesn't even have to let go of anything. It's a place with its quiet awareness, where we turn on the light of attention to see clearly. And it's a world of difference to know from a peaceful place inside, or to know while negotiating and entangled, participating in what is known. And then to
Again, find a place within that's a still, quiet space. Maybe associated with knowing. Maybe a place that's deep within. Maybe the deepest place of stillness that you know. And then from there, if you look out upon your life, the issues of your life, your concerns, from that place of stillness or peace or depth, does that provide a different perspective than the usual one for you? Do you gaze upon things differently? Understand them differently? Think about them differently? How do you see your life when seen through the eyes of the peace within? And to turn that gaze from that still quiet place out into the world, out into the people you may encounter today, strangers and people who you know. And maybe from this quiet place within, you can be touched more by the humanity and suffering and joys of others. From that still quiet place, you could gaze upon the world kindly. Be still and gaze upon the world with kind eyes. May all that you think of, all the people you know, may they be happy. May all the people you know, friends and foe both, may they be safe. May all the people you know, may they be peaceful. And may all the people you know, may they be free. And in relationship to all the people you know, may you be free, not entangled, in your caring awareness of them.